Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them
the
free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Biden's knock-knock joke is not funny. Biden calls for federalized local officials to come to your door to ask whether or not you have had the vaccine. In a related story, which Gretchen of Michigan is sending the police after people making false claims about the 2020 election. Whoa. Rand Paul is on the warpath against airplane mask mandates. He's moving to repeal it. Boy, I hope that gets done like tomorrow. And a new Fauci email surfaced that tightened the noose on the neck of that Nazi doctor. Trump launches a class action lawsuit against Facebook, Twitter, and Google. And Matt Gaetz continues to push the idea of nominating Trump for Speaker of the House. Folks, it's We the People time.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Biden wants to send his brown shirts to your door to ask, vaccine please. Okay, he's pushing for local officials to, under federal authority, come to your door and ask you if you've been vaccinated. Here's what he said. We need to go community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors. And he said that in the context of what must be done to get people vaccinated. The Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra, you know, former Attorney General here in California, now Secretary of Health and Human Services. Now, that's an interesting job for a lawyer /cop, right? He said, it is absolutely the government's business. Yeah, he said that quote unquote, by the way, in response to the question whether the government has any business asking who has and who has not been vaccinated. Well, fella, not the American government, not according to the Constitution, and not according to HIPAA, not according to the Nuremberg Code. And in the view of these people, government supersedes parents' rights, you know, and their responsibilities. The government essentially pushes parents aside and says, we'll take over. The government pushes the father aside and says, we'll take over. We'll take care of providing for your family. The government pushes churches aside and says, we'll take care of what people ought to believe and not believe. We'll deal with all that. You just shut up and go away. The deep state government pushes the right of the people to vote aside and says, we'll decide who holds office in your land. Uh-huh. And every time we yield to this, the government grows more strong. And soon it will be strong enough to push you aside as an individual, to completely just push aside your individuality and say, we will tell you what to think, what to do, what to put in your body. Government will brook no competition for absolute control of your life. Fascist government, that is, not American government, not as our founders conceived it. Nazi government, yeah. A pack of perverted pedophilic Nazis were brought into our country after World War II and shockingly put in service to the CIA. Oh yeah, more to say about that later. And soon they took over and used that clandestine covert renegade operation to infiltrate every high office in the land. I say ban the CIA. I say defund the CIA. And right now they're making their power grab for the whole country. We've said for years the commies are coming, and we've awakened to find the Nazis with their boot upon our necks. These people are a bunch of Nazis. Jen Psaki insisted, quote, no one will be forced to receive the vaccine, end quote. Well, I guess that's good news coming from someone who thinks the most glowing good news of the season was a 16-cent reduction in the cost of hot dogs. When a reporter asked, what about the dollar per gallon increase in gas prices, you know, to get to the picnic to eat your hot dog? Well, she changed the subject. I'm saying Psaki seems to miss the point. Intimidation tactics are coercive. It's like Reagan said about the 9 most frightening words in the English language. I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Pseudo-Suki Psaki explained the federal government is sending local officials into areas where there are lower vaccination rates to provide information on where to go to get your vaccine. Like that's the reason they're not getting vaccinated? They don't know where to go? In the end, it's up to the individuals to decide, she said, whether they want to get vaccinated. Okay, dearie, we'll hold you to that one. Whether or not you have been vaccinated, whether or not you plan to be. You're a fool if you yield to this. Resistance to unconstitutional intrusion into your rights is not only your right, it is your responsibility. You don't have a right to strengthen the monster that's going to eat the rights of your neighbor. Intrusive government behavior must be resisted early before it gains strength through public acquiescence. Please understand that if you cooperate with this, you're feeding the monster that will in the end turn around and devour you. The fact is the federal government has no business sending government officials to your door asking whether or not you have been vaccinated. It is none of their business. This is private and personal medical information. Maybe you could tell them, well, go to my doctor and ask him. Oh, you can't do that. Because why? Oh, because it's against the law? Oh, I see. And why is that? Why is it that the government cannot compel its citizens to reveal personal medical information? Well, we're not here to compel it. We're just here to ask you. Well, I'll tell you why. It's because it's a violation of privacy. You are violating my privacy right now. You are a government official, and you're here asking me for private and personal medical information? You're asking me to tell you something you have no right to know. Your presence here with your identification, telling me you're from the government, puts you in a position of authority at my doorstep? This is an abuse of that authority. It's intimidating, coercive, and abusive against my rights. You might also hand them a copy of the Nuremberg Code while you're at it. Or HIPAA, that'll work. Here's another approach. I'm a taxpayer. I'm participating in the payment of your salary, and the government has no authority in this matter, right? I mean, you admit that, don't you? You have no authority in this matter. You don't even have the authority to ask me about my vax status, right? Not as a government official. You are participating in the use of my tax dollars to fund activity that is unauthorized by we the people. Why? Because the government has no authority here. You understand that the government exercises authority? That's what the government, like, does? And here you are from the government? And you have no authority in this matter, which means you have no business being here. Stop the government's power grab now. Fight them here at this battle line now, because if you don't, you're going to be facing down tanks, friend, before too long. It's Tiananmen, baby, coming your way. Don't feed Leviathan. Don't feed the tyrants. They bite. It has been often said that the military is the only way. I don't think that's exactly right. I think it is a recourse of last resort. The best way is to let the red states lead the way. Missouri's governor is standing up against Biden's vax census. Governor Mike Parson is not laughing at Biden's knock-knock joke. The governor instructed Missouri Health Department to, quote, let the federal government know that sending government employees or agents door-to-door to compel vaccination would not be an effective or a welcome strategy in Missouri. Way to go. Dan Crenshaw, Republican from Texas, said, quote, how about don't knock on my door? You're not my parents. You're the government. Make the vaccine available and let the people be free to choose. Why is that concept so hard for the left? End quote, he asks. Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado said, quote, the government now wants to go door to door to convince you to get an optional vaccine, end quote. State Representative for Florida 7th District, Anthony Sabatini, said, quote, any federal government employee that goes door-to-door pushing vaccination should be treated as a trespasser and arrested. Wow. We need to pass legislation to ban this sick practice immediately, end quote. He's looking into legislative options for the Florida legislature. Arizona, Mark, and the name is B-R-N-O-V-I-C-H. What do you do with that? Brnovich? Attorney General of Arizona said, quote, our office sent a letter to President Biden yesterday regarding indications that the feds have medical records, listen, revealing contact information for unvaccinated Americans. If true, this is a severe breach of privacy, and I won't tolerate such intrusions in Arizona. End quote. It's time for the states to flex the muscle of the 10th. It's weak now, I know, from years and even decades of atrophy. Little or no use. It's time to exercise your rights. Strengthen that muscle, friends. Related, Michigan witch Gretchen is sending the police to her neighbors' doors. If you are suspected of speaking against the Michigan state government narrative about the 2020 election, you see they're ramping up, my friend. They intend to push this into open war between the state and the people. I've asked 100 times, what will the deep state do as we draw nearer the day of reckoning? The day the deep state election thieves get their due. Well, it's coming. You can hear it like a freight train. Clickety-clackety, thundering down the tracks. They can hear that train a-coming. And they're going to Folsom. But Johnny Cash will not be paying them a visit. He's up there in heaven. So what will they do? Please listen up. All things work together for good, and I mean all things. The COVID thing was an evil plot to destroy our country and bring us to our knees to the CCP. Well, instead, it brought many of us to our knees to the Almighty. It separated our kids away from these Nazi agents for a while, long enough to get parents back into connection with their children's education. Well, they weren't expecting that. Parents are paying attention now, and what they are seeing is turning them into mama and daddy bears rearing up to protect their cub. Stealing the election galvanized an army of Americans who are building a phalanx of patriots standing in defense of our Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic, even if our appointed government officials, so many of them, will not. So what are the deep state going to do? Pay attention to enemy movements. They mean something. For some reason, the deep state, they're doing everything in their power to get you to act irrationally. You see, there's no rational explanation they can give you for taking this experimental vaccine. And I've come up on my break right now, so if you hold on, I'll be right back and we'll get into that movement. Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry art, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that is in the process right now of stealing from us our liberties. So Biden has initiated the knock-knock get-your-vaccine policy, the latest effort to pressure the American people to take the shot is going to be federal representatives coming to your door and clipboard in hand, yeah, asking you, so, have you taken the vaccine? I talked about this in the last segment, got carried away, never happens, right? But the fact is, the vaccines have not been FDA approved. They have been given emergency use authorization only. Many reputable doctors are warning us about this experimental mRNA vaccine. Even the guy who invented the mRNA approach is expressing misgivings about this. And add to this all the double talk enshrouding the whole pandemic narrative in darkness. I mean, using a PCR test manipulated by Dresden to generate a huge percentage of false positives. And by the way, that's not a conspiracy theory. We know that's what they did. Changing the criteria for counting pandemic deaths to include anyone dying with COVID in an environment where the integrity of the test to diagnose for COVID is, shall we say, compromised? Hey, the inventor of the PCR system said it is not a proper tool for diagnosis. And hey, the guy who invented the PCR test, a German doctor named Dresden, is being sued right now for, well, we'll just summarize it as quackery. But no, really. Search Reiner Fuelmich, and hang on to your HuffPost t-shirt and keep a New York Times hanky ready. At the end of the day, it's about who do you trust? So, who do you trust? That is really the question. Do you trust the Fauci medical establishment? Really? Or do you trust the hundreds, and I mean literally hundreds, of independent medical professionals who have expressed serious misgivings about the whole mess, ranging from having serious questions that need answering before we can trust this vaccine, to no way does anyone with sense, who is honestly informed, decide to take this shot? So the medical establishment is represented by the guy who is up to his neck in incriminating evidence, piling up against him, suggesting that he has one at least diabolical hand in the creation of the disease, or the virus that generates the disease, and then a sticky, greedy palm out collecting big money for the sale of those vaccines he's a party to, or that he's invested in. New emails have surfaced that prove Fauci's NIAID was funding gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab through grants to EcoHealth Alliance. Oh, and it's important to note, this funding continued after the 2014 congressional moratorium against using taxpayer money to fund this research. Fauci is a fraud, and he's a criminal. All masks don't work, he says. Well, because he told us later he was afraid you'd make a run on N95s, and then what would we do? So a manipulator, right? Then later, all masks work. Huh? Yeah, cloth masks, whatever. Even though in an email, he expressed what everybody in Western medicine knew to be true and knows to be true. And that is the only mask that can really help is the N95 properly worn, and that no longer than about 2 hours at a time, and then you get a new mask. So Fauci's a phony. And the whole wear a mask, get your shot, wear the mask even after you get your shot, wear your mask after you get your second shot, it never ends with these people. It all centers on the authority of phony Fauci. You trust him if you want to. I don't. But many of you do trust CNBC, right? Owned by NBC. Well, I heard that. Yeah. Some of you in my audience do, however. It is surprising how many liberals actually listen to this show. Of course, NBC got caught deceptively editing video, lying about, but all this is documented in my notes, by the way, lying about Trump, well, almost every day with Russia collusion. Flat out lied about Trump supposedly wanting to increase USA nuclear arsenal tenfold. An NBC reporter lying about sickness, you know, pretending to have had this thing. Blowing up a truck with a fake explosion to embellish a story. Lying about the George Zimmerman tape. Again, editing the evidence. So, I mean, we could go on and on here. So take it for what it's worth. But from CNBC, which is NBC's financial news basic cable channel, we find this story headlined, quote, CDC says more than 4,100 people have been hospitalized or died with COVID breakthrough infections after vaccination, end quote. 700 in the article now, 750 of these died. 2,907 have been hospitalized with COVID after they were fully vaccinated. But you know NBC has gotten a bloody nose, two black eyes, and a slack jaw from the pummeling that has taken over the last not too long for fake news revelations. They must be careful here. So here's the caveat. Quote, the CDC doesn't count every breakthrough case. It stopped counting all breakthrough cases May 1, and now only counts those that lead to hospitalization or death. A move the agency was criticized for by health experts, end quote. Now, this is an important development. You've got a CNBC story that's actually doing a little work and being honest. This is good. So here is the comforting statistic. You are just as likely to be killed by a meteorite as die from COVID after a vaccine. All from this article, really? Now, friend, I did a little checking. That's one in 700,000. That's your chances of getting hit with a meteorite. Well, that would be 473 people in the United States of America. And it's all documented here in my notes. But according to the CDC, well, we know that there have been 750 who have already died after they received the vaccine. What? Okay, so much for getting our information from Dr. Peter Chin Hung, infectious disease expert at University of California, San Francisco, and so much for MSNBC's careful fact-checking. CDC current recommendations. Okay, I'm playing a little bit there, but okay. CDC current recommendations. Okay, ready? Schools open fully immediately. Vaccinated teachers and students do not need to wear masks. See how nice they can be? If you'll just get the jab, if you'll just get the shot, they'll be so nice to you if you just get the shot. You don't have to wear the mask anymore if you just get the shot. Notice how hard they're pushing the blacks to get jabbed. A black-only dating app is pushing really hard for blacks to vax. Why would anyone want to take this shot? Isn't it at least interesting to you that the left push the slave narrative of blacks into all our faces? And I mean blacks, whites, browns, everybody. They push this into all of our faces constantly. I mean, we had a national civil war, which they rarely talk about, to address that issue. From there, we've had years of progress fighting against the opposition of Democrats every step of the way. And today, racism is virtually dead in this country among the people who actually live here, except in the mind of racist Democrats who have an agenda, who have not only opposed every step of progress toward realizing the dream of Martin Luther King, which inspired all of us, and the promise of our chief founding principle, which continues to inspire patriots. All men are created equal, even though Democrat presidents don't seem to be able to remember the language. But now that we have made such great progress, the Democrats, the same people, they deny the progress we've made. They constantly want us to throw us back into the time when they controlled things and oppressed blacks for their own uses. And they're still doing it. They're doing it now by denying the progress we have fought them so hard to achieve in this country. So if slavery is a history we just cannot live down or let go of, how is it that the same people, the Democrats, are the ones ignoring the history of blacks being used by the government for medical experimentation? Remember the Tuskegee syphilis experiments? Let's bring that up right about now. What do you say? Let's remind those lily-white Democrats coming at our people with a needle. How about that black rap group that's saying, vax that? They do one that says, remember Tuskegee, syphilate that, right? Anyway, remember everybody of every color, quote, in the midst of the Great Depression in 1932, the U.S. government appeared to be giving away free health care, as part of an experiment in which the government doctors, you know, the Fauci establishment types, made 622 black men believe they were treated for syphilis when in fact they were not. And this was done so that these doctors, Fauci-steins, I'm playing around with some language here, and you might think that's over the top, but think about it. I mean, this is the guy that's implicated in messing with lab creations that kill people. So maybe that statement isn't so far off the mark, huh? They wanted to watch what syphilis does to the human body, and so they used these 622 black men for their experiment. An experiment run by the United States Public Health Service. And that experiment ran, by the way, shocking to many, from 1932 to 1972. Several high-ranking members of the Public Health Service were involved in this, you know. All the best and brightest stars of American government medicine. And this experiment was regularly given a pass by the political leaders of the day. I mean, we're talking inclusive of the Johnson administration. There's a good Democrat for you. and the Nixon administration, another good Republican for you. So it's about who you can trust, right? The weirdest thing to me is the same people who were protesting the government in the 60s and partly over issues like this Tuskegee abomination are now the perpetrators of the same and the supporters of a government medical experiment program being pushed on the people. And the reason this is concerning is that, well, you know, we've had some experience with government coming along, conducting an experiment with the offer of free health care treatment. I've got to close, but before I do, here's some really good news. Trump is opening a class action suit against Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. He's using the tobacco lawyers to handle the case. It's we the people time. You've heard about parents rising up against CRT, critical race theory, and against privilege walks. What a bunch of nonsense is that? Good night. And then that sex ed teacher who taught first graders about masturbation, junior and high school kids are being indoctrinated into pornography by this idiot. Parents are saying enough. They are saying, I'm done. Now, San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus takes down We'll Convert Your Children music video, claiming they've received threats of harm from outraged parents. A gay men's chorus singing, We'll Convert Your Children. I remember when leaders of the gay community said, we are coming for your children. And here is a Christian teacher who spoke out against transgender-affirming policies and was suspended from his job. He said enough. He took the wicked, perverted school board and officers of the school to court. Well, the judge reinstated him, pending case review. The Loudoun, I don't know how to say it, L-O-U-D-O-U-N, County, Virginia teacher Tanner Cross. Well, he's ready to go to the SCOTUS. He's going to go all the way on this one. It's we the people time, peeps. It's we the people time. Sheriffs in Los Angeles and in Chicago are sending a message to the citizens in their respective cities and counties to be prepared to defend themselves. Our response times, they're complaining, have dropped to critical lows. Defunding police, you know, it has that effect. Chicago police praised the intervention of a concealed carry Chicago citizen who stopped a killing spree when he drew his gun and shot the assailant. The Chicago police praised his actions and said he saved lives. I'm glad they're providing cover for him because you know the liberals are seething and they want to take him down and make him the cause somehow of the whole thing. How about that? A citizen gun saved lives and a Chicago police representative gets it. It's we the people time, folks. A couple in their 60s enjoying breakfast in their home is accosted by an intruder who breaks into their house and attacks them. The 60-year-old said, it's enough. He said, I've had enough of this. I've had enough of what ain't right. He pulled his own gun, yeah, and he shot the intruder dead. Let that be a notice to these people, that the American people have the right to defend themselves. It's getting to the place where elderly couples now need to eat their breakfast with a pistol nearby. It's we the people time, friends. Now, I've lit the lamps at the Church Belfry Arch. You let me know you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114 and leave me a message in our listener response hotline or go to our websites, one of them, where you can have immediate access to virtually all of our shows, is brainmassage.net. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.